Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me today on today's weekday meditation. One of the things that I know is absolutely essential in the Christian faith and walk is that we take four unique disciplines and put them into our daily life. The first one is gratitude. I want to invite you to join me as we experience gratitude. So right now, think of two things that you are grateful for and say to the Lord, "Lord, right now I'm grateful for," and then finish that sentence. And then I believe it's critical to get the Scripture inside of us. And in Mark chapter 3, beginning of verse 1, the text says, Jesus went into the synagogue again and noticed a man with a deformed hand. And since it was the Sabbath, Jesus' enemies watched him closely. If he healed the man's hand, they planned to accuse him of working on the Sabbath. And Jesus said to the man with a deformed hand, "Come and stand in front of everyone." Then he turned to his critics and asked, "Does the law permit good deeds on the Sabbath, or is it a day for doing evil? Is this a day to save life or destroy it?" But they wouldn't answer him. And you know what Jesus did? He reached out and he healed that man when he held it. Friend, today, I believe that Jesus gave us the example that this scripture is to enter our life and know that as we act and live and lead and love more like Christ, we will be about reaching out to heal broken hearts, broken relationships, and those relationships and people that are in desperate need, whatever it may be. So we're grateful. Now we've got Scripture into our life, and now I invite you, even though you're just listening, I invite you to have a couple of mental images right now and ask yourself and answer that question this way. The question would be, God, today, what would keep me from being able to be used by you? And then the answer will be whatever it is that's more important to you right now than Jesus is. And bring that before the Lord and say, "I don't want that to be between you and I." And then finally is an opportunity for prayer. So would you join me in this guided meditative prayer? God, today, would you make me aware, not only of myself, but of those around me, that I might have the desire, as Jesus did, to seek out someone in need. And even though it may not feel convenient, like healing on the Sabbath, Lord, I would step out in faith, and you would use me to make a great difference in someone's life. God, today I bring before you the needs that my family has, and then just share those. And then bring to the Lord only one thing, just one thing that you know only he could do in your life today, and ask him to do that. Then ask the Lord for wisdom today. Lord, would you give me heaven-sent wisdom that would confound the wise and would even confound me, that you could use me through your wisdom. And now I want to give you a couple of moments just to listen to the Lord, to separate the noise and the confusion and the chaotic life of everyday life here, and to separate that and use breath to walk away from that and into the presence and the voice of God. Let's breathe. And this next, bring in through your nose, hold it, and then out through your mouth, and let that exhale be like you are literally getting rid of every toxin. You ready? I'll mind the time, and you listen for the Lord, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, friend, it is good to know that Jesus was not limited to the silly things that we think are critical in this life. I can remember growing up and thinking there were certain things you just didn't do on Sunday, but Jesus kind of made that look silly when he asked the question, should it be a day that does good or a day that does evil? May today be a day that you do good. God bless you, friend. I look back to seeing you on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.